Act 3
Part 7
They have not followed us into the house, as anyone else would have done. They must be ashamed.
They have been eating muffins. That looks like repentance to me.
They don't seem to notice us at all. Couldn't you cough?
But I haven't got a cough.
They're looking at us. How dare they?
They're coming towards us. How presumptuous of them.
Let us remain silent and dignified.
Certainly. It is the only thing to do now.
This dignified silence is rather unpleasant.
Yes, I agree. It is.
But we will not be the first to speak.
Certainly not.
Mr. Worthing, I have something to ask you. Your reply is extremely important.
Gwendolyn, I value your common sense. Mr. Moncrief, I would be grateful if you would answer the following question. Why did you pretend to be my guardian's brother?
In order that I might have the opportunity of meeting you.
That seems a satisfactory explanation, does it not?
Yes, dear. If you can believe him.
I don't believe him. But it is a wonderful answer.
That is true. If you were talking about something very serious, the style of what you say is much more important than the sincerity. Mr. Worthing, why did you pretend to have a brother? Was it in order that you could come to town as often as possible to see me?
Can you doubt that, Miss Fairfax?
I have very strong doubts, but I intend to ignore them. Their explanations appear to be quite satisfactory, especially Mr. Worthing's. His answer seems to me to be particularly truthful.
I am very happy with what Mr. Moncrief said. The sound of his voice alone makes me feel certain that I should believe him.
Then do you think we should forgive them?
Yes. I mean, no.
I agree. I had forgotten something. We have ideals which we must not ignore. Which of us should tell them? The task is not a pleasant one.
Could we not both speak to them at the same time?
That is an excellent idea. I nearly always speak at the same time as other people. Are you ready?
Certainly.
Your first names are a problem that cannot be solved. That is all.
Our first names? Is that all? But we are going to be baptized later this afternoon.
Are you really prepared to do this terrible thing for my sake?
I am.
Are you really prepared to face this awful ordeal to please me?
I am.
How absurd to talk about the equality of the sexes. Men are infinitely better than us at self-sacrifice.
We are.
They have moments of courage of which we women know nothing.
Darling.
Darling.
Lady Bracknell is here.
Good heavens!
Gwendolyn, what does this mean?
It means that I am engaged to be married to Mr. Worthing, Mama.
Come here. Sit down. Sit down immediately. I learnt of Gwendolyn's sudden departure from her trusted maid, who gave me the information after I had given her a small coin. I followed her at once on the next train. Her father does not know where she is, and I don't propose to tell him the truth. In fact, I never tell him the truth about anything. I would consider it wrong to do so. You must understand that all communication between you and my daughter must stop immediately. On this point, as indeed on all points, I am firm.
I am engaged to be married to Gwendolyn, Lady Bracknell.
You are not, sir. And now, Algernon.
Yes, Aunt Augusta?
Is this the house in which your invalid friend, Mr. Bunbury, lives?
No, Bunbury doesn't live here. Bunbury is somewhere else at present. In fact, Bunbury is dead.
Dead? When did Mr. Bunbury die? His death must have been extremely sudden.
Oh, I killed Bunbury this afternoon. Poor Bunbury died this afternoon.
What did he die of?
Bunbury? Oh,
He was quite exploded.
Exploded? Was he the victim of a terrorist plot? I was not aware that Mr. Bunbury was interested in politics. If so, he deserved his punishment.
My dear Aunt Augusta, I mean that he was found out. What I mean is the doctors found out that Bunbury could not live, so he died.
He seems to have had great confidence in his doctor's opinions. I am glad, however, that he made up his mind to do something definite and acted on proper medical advice. And now, Mr. Worthing, may I ask, who is that young person whose hand my nephew Algernon is holding? He is holding it, I may add, in a most unnecessary way.
The lady is Miss Cicely Cardew, my ward.
I am engaged to be married to Cicely, Aunt Augusta.
I beg your pardon.
Mr. Moncrief and I are engaged to be married, Lady Bracknell.
Oh, I do not know whether there is anything very exciting about the air in Hertfordshire, but the number of engagements being made seems to be considerably above the expected average. I think that it would be a good idea for me to make some preliminary inquiries. Mr. Worthing, is Miss Cardew connected with any of the larger railway stations in London? I am merely asking for information. I did not know until yesterday that there were families or persons who were related to railway stations.
Miss Cardew is the granddaughter of the late Mr. Thomas Cardew of 149 Belgrave Square, London, of Gervais Park, Dorking, Surrey, and also of the Sporran, Fifeshire, Scotland.
That sounds not unsatisfactory. Three addresses always inspire confidence. But I have no proof that they are real.
Miss Cardew's family lawyers are Markby, Markby and Markby.
Markby, Markby and Markby. They are lawyers in the very highest position of their profession. Indeed, I know that one of the Mr. Markbys is occasionally to be seen at dinner parties. I am almost satisfied.
How extremely kind of you, Lady Bracknell. I have also got, you will be pleased to hear, certificates of Miss Cardew's birth, baptism, and confirmation of vaccinations for whooping cough and the measles, both German and English.
Ah, a busy life, I see. Though perhaps it has been too exciting for a young girl. I do not believe a young girl should have too many experiences. Gwendolen, we must leave. We have not a moment to lose. Since I am making inquiries, Mr. Worthing, I had better ask you if Miss Cardew has any personal fortune.
Oh, she has an investment of £130,000 in government stocks, so her annual income is very large. That is all. Goodbye, Lady Bracknell. So pleased to have seen you.
Just a moment, Mr. Worthing. £130,000? And in government stocks? Miss Cardew seems to me to be a very attractive young lady, now that I look at her. Few girls today have any good qualities which last and improve with time. We live in a time, sadly, when beauty is the only important thing. Come here, dear. You are a pretty child. Your dress is not very fashionable, and your hair has not been styled very well, but we can soon alter that. An experienced French maid will produce a very good result in a short time. I remember recommending one to Lady Lansing, and after a few months, her own husband did not know her.
After a few months, nobody knew her.
Turn round, sweet child. No, I want to see you from the side. Yes, very good. There is much about your situation which is promising. You could fit well into good society. Hold your chin a little higher, dear. Chins are worn very high at present. Algernon?
Yes, Aunt Augusta.
There is much about her situation which is promising. She could fit well into good society.
Cicely is the sweetest, dearest, prettiest girl in the whole world, and I don't care about her fitting into good society.
Do not be dismissive of good society, Algernon. Only people who can't get into good society speak like that.
Dear child, of course, Algernon has no money. He has nothing but his debts to bring to a marriage. But I do not approve of marrying for money. When I married Lord Bracknell, I had no fortune at all, but I didn't allow that to stand in my way. Well, I suppose I must give my consent to this marriage.
Thank you, Aunt Augusta.
Cicely, you may kiss me.
Thank you, Lady Bracknell.
You may also call me Aunt Augusta in future.
Thank you, Aunt Augusta.
The marriage ought to take place quite soon.
Thank you, Aunt Augusta.
Thank you, Aunt Augusta.
I do not approve of long engagements. They give people a chance to find out about each other's character before marriage, which I think is never advisable.
I beg your pardon, Lady Bracknell, but their engagement is not acceptable. I am Miss Cardew's guardian, and she cannot marry without my consent until she comes of age. I will not give my consent.